Pink smoke is in the air. That means legendary goals.
Oh, it's a cannon shot. Go ahead and give him the goal of the week.
Heroic saves.
Outstanding point blank save. You are denied.
Inter Miami Soccer is on ESPN 106.3.
Gol de Messi.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Inter Miami playing for an MLS Cup trophy for the first time in franchise history. Welcome on in, folks, to Pink Smoke, where we talk everything Lionel Messi, everything Inter Miami, and one of our final, could be our final Pink Smoke of the 2025 season. Lionel Messi in great form in those MLS playoffs, but would you believe me, folks? Would you believe me if I told you he hasn't even been the best player on this Inter Miami roster? And we're going to explain that coming up during Messi Mania, presented by our great friends at PNC. And when I say he hasn't been the best player, obviously through the whole season, Messi arguably has been the best player in the world, number one. Number two, he's going to win back-to-back MVPs within the MLS. But I'm talking about the MLS playoffs, and that's going to lead us right into a little Messi Mania, presented by our good friends at PNC.
It's time for a little Messi Mania on Pink Smoke, presented by PNC Bank. The latest match results, highlights, and everything Messi starts now. Brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Learn more at PNC.com. PNC Bank, National Association member FDIC.
Putting one behind the keeper takes more than talent. Sure, the pros make it look easy, but there's a whole lot of boring work behind it. Hours of drills, scrimmages, and dedication to the craft that ultimately pay off in a brilliant goal-scoring move. PNC Bank knows that it's the same with money. That's why they take a smart, steady, and, well, boring approach. So, you can make brilliant money moves that help you score your own goals. And PNC Bank makes it easy and convenient to manage your money when and where it works for you, including with new branch locations opening across Miami. See how keeping your money boring can be the brilliant move for you. Visit PNC.com/brilliantlyboring. PNC Bank, proud banking sponsor of Inter Miami CF radio broadcasts and Brilliantly Boring since 1865. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., all rights reserved, member FDIC.
Folks, Messi Mania, where we talk everything Lionel Messi and everything Inter Miami. And how can't we talk about that absolute domination in the Eastern Conference Finals? Inter Miami beating NYCFC 5-1 in Fort Lauderdale at beautiful Chase Stadium. And obviously with Inter Miami doing well enough on that MLS table throughout the regular season, they are actually going to be hosting the MLS Cup in Fort Lauderdale. 2:30 is going to be the site, or rather 2:30 is the time. Chase Stadium is going to be the site, and the Vancouver Whitecaps are going to be the team. We'll preview that one a little later on, because I got to update you on what happened on that 5-1 beating that Inter Miami put on NYCFC. I mentioned Tadio Allende and how he's been the best player throughout the MLS playoffs for Inter Miami. Allende has 8 goals in 5 games. He had a hat trick against NYCFC in the Eastern Conference Final. Let's take a listen to the first goal in the first half.
Now a long ball forward on the end of it. This is Allende, fights in the box. Goal! Tadeo Allende on a long ball, fought off the defender, got his right foot into it, and Inter Miami strikes first in the Eastern Conference Final. 13 minutes in, Allende with the goal. 1-0, Inter Miami over New York City.
Now, Allende wasn't done in the first half. That was Allende's first goal. That was the 14th minute mark, but coming up in the 23rd minute, Tadio Allende picked up his brace for 2-0.
Play resumes. Here's a feed into the area. Header! Oh, my goodness! From just outside the 6-yard box, it's a Tadio Allende masterpiece on a ball from Jordi Alba. That was all world! That was sensational! That was mind-blowing! And it's 2-0 Inter Miami out of nothing in the 20. Tadeo Allende cannot be stopped. A titan of the postseason. 7 goals in the playoffs for Tadeo Allende.
That's voice of the Inner Miami Herons, Ken Lavica, my good buddy on the call. At this point in the 23rd minute, it is 2-0 in favor of our Inner Miami Herons. And Tadeo Allende, up to that point, had 7 goals in 5 games. So Inter Miami off flying in the first 25 minutes of the game. However, NYCFC would find the back of the net before halftime in the 37th minute. It was a header goal by Justin Hack.
The whistle blows. Morales, a sweeping right-footed cross, and it's a goal. It's a header at the edge of the 6-yard box. Deposited right past Rocco Rios Novo, Justin Hack, and New York City pulls one back.
But NYCFC, as Ken said, they're pulling it back before half. You know, we had a game, right? You went into halftime 2-1. You're thinking, all right, Coach Mascherano, Javier Mascherano is going to have to make some adjustments here. What kind of substitutions are we going to see brought on for Inter Miami? Well, Coach Mascherano went out with the same lineup in that second half. A couple of players checked in throughout the second half. Ian Frey checking in the 57th minute. Yannick Bright checking in the 57th minute. But right out of the gate, Coach Mascherano going with the original 11. And then in the 67th minute, the young, agile Matteo Silvetti makes it 3-1 and assisted by Lionel Messi.
Plays it off to Messi. Turns to his right foot, top of the area. Now finds Silvetti. Goal! From the right of the penalty spot! Matteo Silvetti blasted with a right foot. Pass please. It's an assist for Messi. It's a goal for Silvetti. That duo for a second straight match. And it's 3 for the South Florida side. Inter Miami 3, New York City 1. What buildup.
And Damian Perez is obviously our co-host and producer here at the City Place Studios. Pink Smoke always here on ESPN 106.3, where we talk everything Lionel Messi and everything Inter Miami. Damian, it was big news in the Eastern Conference semifinal when Luis Suarez, who is fit and available and back off his suspension for the game, it was big news when he wasn't in the starting lineup and the young Matteo Silvetti was in the lineup. Well, Silvetti in that game had a goal and an assist, and in this game scored again. That's 2 goals from Silvetti in the 2 games that he has started. I've been really impressed with this young Argentinian, 19-year-old Argentinian, Damian Perez.
Yeah, absolutely. And the timing of that transfer was impeccable. I mean, it was right before the Under-20 World Cup, where he actually had a great World Cup, scoring the game winner in the semifinals. So I believe his value has even skyrocketed since. Imagine if we would have bought him after that Club World Cup, we probably would have paid double.
Absolutely. And that's a good point, Dame, because Inter Miami got a boatload of cash for making it. Listen, boatload of cash from the MLS. How about that? They got a boatload of cash in terms of the MLS dollars after making it to the knockout round at the FIFA Club World Cup. And a lot of that money was spent, to Damian's credit, on a couple of pieces that are now really starting to pay off when we're focusing on an MLS Cup, a la Matteo Silvetti, Baltasar Rodriguez. You know, 2 guys who are featured in the starting lineup for Inter Miami.
Rodrigo DePaul.
Game in and game out. Yeah, DePaul. I mean, geez, forgot the world-class defensive midfielder, Rodrigo DePaul. Now, Dame, before we get into the final goal here by Segovia, I think DePaul's kind of taken on new form since Silvetti and company have started to find their goal-scoring efforts. I think DePaul is focusing more on the defensive side than attacking.
Yeah.
When he originally came here, he was joining the attack a lot. He was in and around the box. It's really been Messi giving feeds into Rodriguez, Silvetti, and whoever the attacking players are. I like the new role that kind of Rodrigo DePaul has been playing of late.
It's not just Rodrigo DePaul. The whole dynamic of that team has changed with these young players in. Now we're pressuring a lot higher. It used to be Suarez and Messi up there. You can't really ask much when it comes to high press and high intensity press from players like Luis Suarez and Messi based on their age and based on how we want them to last basically the entire, not just the entire game, but the entire run in these playoffs. So to have players like Silvetti, like Baltasar Rodriguez, who are young, who can press high, has just absolutely changed the dynamic of this team when it comes to defending and also attacking, to your point.
And this is going to be even a younger team next year because starters in the 11 for Inter Miami, like Jordi Alba and Sergio Busquets, are hanging up the boots at the end of the season. They're going to be playing their final game coming up this Saturday at Chase Stadium. Have that sit for a second, all right? No more Sergio Busquets, no more Jordi Alba. Folks, I've been watching those two. I've been watching Sergio Busquets since 2006,
and
for God's sake.
To my opinion, I think they still got one more season in them, if I'm going to be greedy. Yeah. But I know it's not going to happen, but you watch the level Jordi Alba's playing, and it's absolutely incredible.
Isn't that crazy, though, Dame? Like, obviously, growing up, I still am to this day a United fan and whatever. I didn't necessarily like Barcelona. But, like, I mean, Busquets and Messi, I mean, these are guys I've been watching. Damien, I was a teenager, for God's sakes. 13 years old.
Yeah, we were watching them in Champions League.
14 years old. I mean, good golly. I really don't know world football without Sergio Busquets, Jordi Alba, and Lionel Messi. And obviously, Messi, folks, not going anywhere. He just signed a 3-year deal. You get what I'm saying? And this team will continue to get younger. I think that they're going to spend money on a left back. They're definitely going to fill the void of a number five for Sergio Busquets when he does retire.
They re-signed Yannick Bright, which is huge.
Yeah, and listen, he's great box to box. I still think it's different positions. Would you agree? Bright and Busquets?
Yeah.
He could play the Busquets role, but I think Inter Miami would probably need a more clinical passer at that midfield spot. Sergio's intricate because, number one, he makes the easy – like. He makes the easy look so good.
Yeah, and he slows down the game when it needs to be slowed down, too.
Like, what did Pep say? Pep said something. Like, he makes the easy moves, like a ball roll, a simple ball roll.
So
like
elegant.
There you go. And, like, I don't know. Obviously, he's one of a kind, folks. He's a unicorn. He's one of the better number fives you'll ever see in the history of the game. But I think Inter Miami is going to get a passer and a defender, a similar player to Busquets. How do you replace it? It's impossible. I get all that. But especially if Inter Miami wins the MLS Cup, they're going to have some dollars.
But also something to be said with Yannick Bright to have had this experience to kind of play behind Sergio Busquets. I mean, we see it in football all the time. Those quarterbacks that come in early who get to sit behind a legend like Aaron Rodgers, like Brett Favre, for example, if we're going way back. But Yannick Bright, I feel like, had that experience. He was able to soak in, learn, and now hopefully apply it next year.
I wonder if DePaul will get some play, too. I'm actually interested. But folks, the task at hand is this Saturday for Inter Miami to win their first MLS Cup in franchise history. We do have one more highlight. I mentioned the substitutions that Coach Mascherano made in the second half. I already mentioned Yannick Bright, Ian Frey. A guy I haven't brought up yet is Telasco Segovia. Who made things 4-1 and completely out of reach. He was unbelievable in the game. Or rather, in the 15 minutes that he did manage to play, he came out in the 72nd.
He's so reliable.
We've seen Segovia be able to have success, Damien, coming off of the bench and playing a lot of positions. He's been centralized in the attack. He's come off of the wing. This one specifically, he was coming off of the left side on that midfield spot. Let's take a listen to the Telasco Segovia goal in the 83rd minute.
Morales and Fernandez. Morales lobs it. Left box, and Allende wipes that out. Messi chests the ball down, and look out. Here they go. Segovia, 1v1, into the attacking half, right side of the pitch. Segovia has Alba in the middle channel. Segovia into the middle. Back heel, Alba. Oh, he delivered a beautiful ball to Segovia, and it's a worldie. Segovia slots it home. That was beautiful. That was magnificent. That was showtime. That was one for our museum, hanging on the wall. 4-1, Inter Miami. Inter Miami is going to the MLS Cup Final next Saturday in South Florida. The party is on in Fort Lauderdale.
Ken was a poet on that
that
call right there. But certainly great link-up play, as Ken beautifully described it there. Telasco Segovia able to slide that one in to make it 4-1. I almost thought we were done. Hang on. Tadio Allende scored a hat trick. 89th minute, Damien. 5-1 Inter Miami domination.
Yannick Bright. Oh, what a ball through to Allende. Allende right of the penalty arc. Allende into the box. Allende, the chip of the goal. It's a hat trick. Tadio Allende. He's unstoppable. He's impenetrable. Tadio Allende can do no wrong. It's another goal for Allende. He puts a bow on an absolutely dominant MLS Cup playoff, and he receives adoration. celebration and adulation from the Inter Miami faithful. 5-1 Inter Miami.
Inter Miami has outscored opponents. Dame, I want to make sure I have this correct. 9-1 in the Eastern Conference. It was 4-0 against FC Cincinnati.
And 4-0 against Nashville.
Nashville did manage to score in a couple of those. But, Dame, so the last three, you're telling me, 8, public school kid, 13-1.
13-1. And the last three, 4-0 against Nashville, 4-0 against Cincinnati, and 5-1 against NYCFC.
Public school kid. But no. Damien, that's incredible. Yep. I mean, outscoring, you have a plus 12 goal differential in your last three games.
I mean, it's all about timing. They're turning it on right when it needed to be turned on, and it's right, in essence, before the playoffs, and it carried over into the playoffs.
Now, let me ask you this. And by the way, folks, 5-1, your final score. Inter Miami winners in the Eastern Conference Finals over NYCFC. And keep in mind, NYCFC is the side that beat the Philadelphia Union. The Union were the Supporters Shield champs. And for those of you that have no idea what that is the best record in the MLS.
And we can even go one more further. NYCFC has every game they played and won in the playoffs this season has been away. They won 2 in Charlotte and 1 in Philadelphia, which was the Supporters Shield champion. So that's also a nod to Inter Miami. They played a team who's been comfortable playing away and who has gotten big results as an away team.
Now, for those of you that haven't looked at the fixture yet, it's Inter Miami versus Vancouver. And folks, I'm going to put it lightly. This is a Vancouver side that Inter Miami has struggled with against this year.
I would say it's different it really teams, is. Though. That was a different team from when we met them in the CONCACAF Champions.
I agree with you.
This is a completely different team than when we met them at the CONCACAF Champions. It will be a tough opponent, but I think it's a huge advantage to play them here at the Chase Stadium.
You want to know who I like the most on that Vancouver team? It's probably the American.
Berhalter.
Yeah. Sebastian Berhalter. And is he related to the former coach?
Yeah. 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 He's his son.
I mean, listen, Berhalter scored a goal in the friendly against Uruguayo.
Yeah, I saw that. That was the Uruguayo. First goal. That was the first goal. And honestly, I mean, I couldn't even hate. That was a beautiful goal.
Who do you root for in that fixture, by the way? By the way, for those of you that don't know, Damian Perez, for you guys, is Uruguayan, but Damian correctly told me it's Uruguayo.
That's the only time I will not root for USA. In every other instance, I'm rooting for USA, except for Uruguay. I just can't do it.
No, I'll hate on that. I hate on that.
I mean, I understand.
I hate on that. But Damien, you know how much I love Italian football. I'm rooting for the red, white, and blue, no matter what.
You can at least respect the fact that I'm honest.
Yeah, I do. I do. I do. But it's still wrong. Is that all right? Is that okay? Yeah, that's still
totally
very wrong.
Totally get
that
it.
That still is very, very wrong on so many levels, but it's okay.
It's just I've just been rooting for Uruguay for so long. Like, that's the team that—
Well, they're more relevant than our United States
right.
National
and the
team.
The World Cup runs that they've had, I mean, in 2006, 2010, South Africa, Brazil, with Luis Suarez coming back from a knee injury, scoring 2 on England, his first game back. I mean, it's come a long way with them, and I've been just rooting for them. And my family, I mean,
of course.
A big influence in that too.
Now, Damien, this is going to be, and I want to make sure I'm right on this. I'm on FotMob right now. This matchup is going to draw eyes across the globe, writes Jeremy Smith of SI.com, because it isn't just a star-studded quality of both teams between Inter Miami and Vancouver, but one of the best player rivalries of a generation as Lionel Messi prepares to face off against Thomas Mueller for the 11th time in their respectable career. Forgot Mueller was on Vancouver.
Yeah, he joined late in the season.
I'm like here, I'm like, I had to like double check.
And his impact has been quiet. You know, we haven't seen the goals and the assists, but he's had the impact on the field
but
for
like,
sure.
But like, dude, I go back to the 2014 World Cup final, right?
Yeah.
When Germany dispatched Argentina.
And before that, absolutely obliterated Brazil.
Right. And then they played each other. You know, Mueller famously for Munich. Messi famously for Barcelona. Thomas Mueller was just the class of Germany for how long? I mean, between his great play at Bayern and then on to the national team. I mean, Damien, this has a ton a ton of juice as we gear up for an MLS Cup final. Not only Lionel Messi, obviously,
folks.
This is
probably the most electric MLS Cup final in the history of the MLS Cup final. I mean, if we can look at all the finals that there's been, I don't think there's ever been names like this in all 22.
Now, I'd have to look back at when one of my goats, David Beckham, I believe Beckham won it.
But that was
MLS.
On one side of the field. You know, we got on both sides of the field huge names, international players that have, like you said, played World Cups, won World Cups, and that's on both sides of the field, not just one.
You know I love David Beckham, so.
Yeah. That
I did like Beckham.
Aura wasn't a thing back then, or at least it wasn't as popular, but that's a player that had immense aura.
Sadly,
still does, honestly.
I don't want to say, like, Dame, I told you how I became a United fan, right? I saw an exhibition match in the States. My dad took me. It was pre-Ronaldo. It was pre-Ronaldo. It was like Giggsy.
Wayne Rooney.
Young Rooney, fresh off of Everton. Gary
Ferdinand
Neville.
Ferdinand was there.
Yeah, Ferdinand, Gary Neville. Roy Keane. Like, you know.
Paul Scholes.
Scholesy, early 2000s, right? Before Ronaldo. Ronaldo was still on Sporting. So, like, that's how far back I go. I don't remember Beckham. Sir Alex Ferguson already got rid of Beckham. To Madrid. And remember, Beckham didn't want to go.
Did you know Diego Forlan was on Manchester United?
Yeah, I actually did know that.
Before he was there for like one or two games. It was a very short stint, but that's one of those random.
You want to know a random one too is Tevez.
Yeah. Tevez. He was there for a while, though.
Didn't he go to City, too?
Yeah, he played on both.
That's why, like, never happens.
But back then, City wasn't what it is today. They were, like, the for sure little brothers. That kind of sparked the era. I think Tevez was, like, their first. And Robinho. Those two were the first, like, splash signings that Manchester City had back in the day.
Well, they still are little brother. They still are, as far as I'm concerned.
They had it for an era, honestly. But, yeah, I mean, as of lately.
As far as I'm concerned. Let's get back, though, on track with our Lionel Messi-led Inter Miami Herons. Damien, a rematch of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. And you're telling me this is a different Inter Miami team.
Completely different. I mean, you can even look back as far as the last three games. I think the subtraction of Luis Suarez and the addition of Silvetti has absolutely changed everything for Inter Miami.
So this is the third time in the history of the two clubs. It's just the third time Inter Miami and Vancouver have clashed. But two of those games came in 2025 CONCACAF Champions Cup. Semifinal, two-leg stretch with Vancouver 1-5-1 on aggregate. I will say this. The one problem our Herons had this year, there was the Western Conference teams and the teams that like to run. Remember Minnesota United? God, that game was a
But it
nightmare.
Was always at Minnesota, at Vancouver, never at the Chase. I feel like Inter Miami always
but
shows up at the
fixture,
Chase Stadium.
That final fixture was in Chase Stadium, and they still smoked us.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But 13-1 Inter Miami's outscoring teams the last three
but
games.
But you know what? If they come in with that mentality, I think that's an advantage for Inter Miami. If they come in with that CONCACAF Champions final in mind, that's an advantage for Inter Miami.
And SI.com continues to write, the dominant performance from the Whitecaps came before Miami had their form and before the Whitecaps shifted from a 4-3-3 to a 4-2-3-1 to accommodate Thomas Mueller. And you have to. Mueller doesn't have legs.
So they can say
Mueller
the same.
Mueller doesn't have any legs.
They can say the same, that this is a completely different Vancouver team as well.
Yeah, I just... You know.
And I have to correct myself. I mean, I said Thomas Mueller wasn't really making the splash that you would expect from him. In 11 games, 8 goals, 3 assists.
I mean, yeah. It's Mueller, bro.
It's
Mueller and playing in the States.
I did not realize he was doing that. I mean, I kind of figured.
It's a World Cup and Champions League champion.
That's kind of why I figured he was a lock. I mean, there was no doubt that Thomas Mueller would shine in the MLS.
I keep forgetting, too, that Vancouver completely fell on their face 5-0 against Cruz Azul.
Yeah.
I mean, and then Cruz Azul. I mean, you think there was. Listen, folks, I'm completely speculating here. I'm going to be factually incorrect. But, like, at the same time, you thought it may be collusion with how bad that they lost to Seattle in League's Cup. I mean, was it 7-0?
And Cruz Azul has an identity where they're similar to Penn State in the sense that they can never win the big game. They always get there, but they can never win the big game.
Poor Christian.
And they were able to do it against Vancouver.
Poor Christian. His Nittany Lions getting smoke thrown their way on pink smoke. Who knew that Penn State was going to be getting the ringaroo from Damian Perez on Pink Smoke, a world football show? But regardless, Dame is onto something because they've always been known to not win the big one. Very James Franklin and Penn State-esque. But I digress. And once again, I want to remind everybody too, Jordi Alba, Sergio Busquets, this is going to be their final game. I mean, as crazy that is, their final game. I mean, between Barcelona, Damien, I remember Jordi Alba, Villarreal. Valencia, not Villarreal. I apologize. Got my V squads mixed up in La Liga. Villarreal, I believe Pepe's playing there right now, former Arsenal guy. And, you know, Elias Bustamante knows a lot about Pepe. Regardless, I remember these guys before they were even anything, right? I remember Sergio Busquets as like third fixture for Barcelona ever and people complaining about how bad he was in that pivot. Fast forward 15 years later, he's one of the best number fives to ever do it. Him and Lionel Messi. What's your Damien Perez, by the way, famously Barcelona fan. God knows why. What's the youth academy name there
again? La Masia.
They came up together.
Yeah.
You know, that's
and Sergio Busquets actually got his opportunity at La Masia because his dad was on the coaching staff. So they were able to kind of see him play. But to your point, I mean, these players have not just played world football together. They've done their juvenile soccer together. They kind of grew up together. So imagine how surreal this must feel, not just for Sergio Busquets and Jordi Alba, for Messi, because Messi was also young when he got to La Masia, so he could say he grew up with them as well.
It's like, no, like that's back when La Masia couldn't miss either. I mean, they were pumping out players in that youth academy.
That whole Spain team in, when was it, 2010 that they won the World Cup? That was basically 80% Barcelona, La Masia.
Correct, and I mean, the best midfield I've ever seen in my life.
Xavi, Iniesta, and Busquets.
Best midfield, bar none.
And you had Xabi Alonso coming off the bench. I mean, dude, I don't know. I can't remember if they fit them all together.
It's not for me. This is coming from a Siciliano. Big fan of the Italian side. That is the best midfield in world football history. It's not even close.
It's going to be hard to beat.
And that's one of the best Spain teams of all, or rather, best world football teams of all time.
And it's crazy.
I don't know how many teams are beating that team.
Messi had an opportunity. Messi had an opportunity to be part of that team.
Right.
Imagine that.
Because he played,
he moved to Spain when he was 13 years old.
That too.
So
that, I'm sorry. My ignorance is showing on the subject. But
he could have easily took that route.
Damien, but he would never.
Never.
Argentina has always been his shtick.
I mean, and you could say he made the right decision.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, when Ronaldo wins the World Cup this year, we're gonna have to have a conversation. Dame, what was I gonna say? Like that Spain team. Honest to God, though. You match them up. I mean, even the great Brazil team that won in, is it Korea?
Yeah,
South Korea?
0-2.
That I always said, all right, before that team was a thing in 2011 South America, South Africa?
Yeah, 2010.
2010 South Africa is when that team won. Before that, I was always like, no one will ever top that R9 Brazilian team. They had Ronaldinho. They had R9.
Adriano.
Robinho. Everybody.
Cafu, Roberto Carlos. I mean, that team was
Cafu,
stacked.
Cafu, like, come on. One of the best fullbacks of all time.
Do you remember Dida?
Yes.
The goalkeeper for AC Milan?
Yes. Yep. Dude, and that's back when Italian soccer, that was the league. Everyone played for Juve. Everyone played for AC Milan. Remember, Dino played for AC Milan, too. R9, famously, what, Juventus?
Inter. Like,
sorry.
Adriano played for,
He
played for both. Adriano, Inter and Juventus.
But like, Dame, Italian soccer rule.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we shifted a little bit to La Liga, and now it's Prem. I mean, you know.
As a whole, yes.
Now it's definitely Prem. I mean, for the primes of Messi and Ronaldo, you know, but granted, Manchester United was always a problem. Like, the Prem had their teams.
To Americanize it, the Prem is the SEC. The Big Ten is La Liga. That's how I would put it.
I'd put it Big Ten Prem at the but
you can't. I
this
mean, let's
is
be
Big
objective.
Ten Mike.
How
this
are you going to do that?
This
though?
Is Big Ten Mike here. All right,
the SEC
Big Ten
is Mike. So stacked. So is the Prem.
So the Big Ten stacked. People just, you know, it's the SEC bias. You know,
the bottom tier of the Prem is way better than the bottom tier of La Liga.
I
agree. It's like that with the SEC and Big
but
Ten.
But we learned during bowl season last year that those Big Ten teams are actually pretty good. You're going to learn that again. No. You're probably right. But at the same time. For years, you know what I mean? You've seen the transition. It's always where the money's at, right? I mean, the Italian teams, they had all the money. That's why they were good.
Yeah.
La Liga, you know, Barcelona, you're bankrupt over there, brother. And
Still owing money till this day.
This is rich coming from a United fan telling you that you're bankrupt. But somehow, some way, United always finds money.
They owe money for Rafinha, Olmo, all the recent signings that Barcelona has
Aren't they still paying Griezmann?
I have no
idea. I'm pretty sure they're probably still playing Griezmann.
I wouldn't put it past them.
I think they're still paying Antoine Griezmann and Ousmane Dembele, if I had to guess. Regardless, Prem is the league right now. And it's the league everybody's watching. It's the league everyone has a team in. You know, Damien is on the wrong side of things again on that side as a Liverpool fan.
It's been rough.
Dude,
tied again today, too.
We are like absolute opposites on all of our teams. Like in La Liga, I'm Madrid. In the Prem, I'm United. Like we can't see eye to eye on these things, Damien Perez. But regardless, and the Prem, Dame, we're at the point where we got two games a week.
Yeah.
So teams that played today, there were fixtures in the Prem played today. They're playing Saturday. Fixtures tomorrow, United, better win. They're playing Sunday. So, like, you're at the busy part. And then no rest for the weary because the teams that are in Champions League, Damien, they're playing four games in 2 weeks.
This is where
Arsenal,
the depth-
a team like Arsenal is going to play in Europe on Wednesday. And then Saturday, they're going to play in the league.
I mean, you saw it today. Chelsea went out there with a completely alternate lineup. They lost.
Unserious. They were I stole a saying from you and Elias Bustamante from Deportes. Unserious. They came out with an unserious lineup.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know what, like, because I feel like Chelsea's in a position where they can make a title for that run.
Nah. There's something about them, right? Dude, listen.
They've been doing it without Palmer,
too. Listen. I know it's hard. Because you and I both don't like Arsenal. It's their year. It's their year.
Yeah. I mean, it stinks. Everything's lining up.
It's their year. They're unbelievable. They're injured. They're injured. And they've won like 11 in a row.
Yeah.
They've been without Victor Gyökeres.
They signed Gyökeres. They signed Eze. And they've been absolutely phenomenal.
Dude, Eze had a hat trick two games ago. And Gyökeres hasn't played in a month and a half.
And neither has Odegaard.
He stinks. He's done.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he fits into this.
And it's weird because he's a captain. You know what I mean? What, are you going to tell the captain to get the hell out?
Even Rice. Rice, I feel like, has kind of took a step up in the past two seasons.
Rice is my buddy Pat Darby, a huge Arsenal fan. Rice is the Rolls Royce in that midfield.
Who do you remove?
Dude, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Folks, I got to take a timeout. 888-760-3776. That number to call on in. This is Pink Smoke, where we talk everything world football, everything Lionel Messi, and everything Inter Miami. Inter Miami playing at a cup final coming up on Saturday, 2:30, Chase Stadium. Get your tickets now by going to intermiami.com. Taking a timeout. Coming right back, ESPN 106.3.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Welcome on back to Pink Smoke, where we talk everything Lionel Messi and everything Inter Miami. Inter Miami playing for a cup final trophy, silverware on the line this Saturday, 2:30. Time, 2:30. Site, Chase Stadium. At stake, the first ever MLS trophy to be in Inter Miami's trophy case. Lionel Messi has 6 goals in 5 matches. Tadio Allende has 8 goals in 5 matches. A hat trick for Tadio Allende in the most recent fixture in the Eastern Conference Finals against NYCFC. Inter Miami's in form, outscoring their opponents 13-1 in their last 3 fixtures. Let's hope that continues as our Herons are hopefully hoisting.
Quickly, Mike,
yeah.
Before we get into the injury report,
yep.
Is Vancouver ready for 84 and sunny? Because 2:30, I mean, that game could have been played at 7.
Here's what's interesting about Vancouver. Dude, you know they've won that Canadian Cup for like 3 years now? Like that, because, you know, we in the United States, it's what? The U.S. Open Cup?
Yep.
I forget what it is. Excuse me, folks. But in Canada, they have the Canadian Cup. Vancouver's won that. They're trying
that
to
went under the radar this year.
I think like they're trying, I think the double, it would have been the treble if they won the CONCACAF Gold Cup. But obviously, they lost to Cruz Azul. But it's funny. Sorry, I can't help but to laugh. Those guys can't wait to play in 80-degree weather. So I don't think that's
because they play in a dome. Dude, so I mean, they don't face the elements
now, listen,
in Vancouver.
You want to know why I'm happy? Inter Miami,
it's synthetic too.
That's what I was about to say. All right, Messi don't do that synthetic crap. Right. All right,
imagine if we had to go the
real,
over there.
He likes the real stuff. If you know what I'm saying. No. Yeah, but like, you know. They do grass. The South Americans, they don't do turf. They look at turf. What the hell is this? You know, I played on turf at Byers Field. All right, stuff was concrete.
Horrible.
Concrete.
It's horrible. It's the worst.
Dude, it wasn't even turf. It was concrete. My friggin' knees are still hurting from, you know, getting on the floor, on the rug at that place. But, Damien, let's do the injury report presented by our good friends at the Lytle Rider, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
Now it's time for the Inter-Miami Injury Report, presented by Lytle Rider, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
And now a fight for it, one right back by Inter-Miami.
Lytle Rider, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, representing injured people and their families for more than 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com.
Folks, that's Lytle Rider, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, serving injured people and their families for 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com. It is foryourrights.com. They sponsor our injury report with our Inter-Miami Herons. Damien, you have some big news on the Ian Frey side of
things. Yeah, Ian Frey trained 100% normal with the group. He's ready for 90 minutes, and that's a big one. He had a knock against, I don't remember who it was, but it was with Jamaica. So he came back from international duty with a knock. He missed one of the games and didn't start the second. So good to have him back ready to go and play 90.
Ian Frey has been a household starter on that right fullback position. Obviously, Jordi Alba, folks, has made a living being a left back for the last two decades in world football, and that's a position he plays for our Herons. But on the right side of things, it's been Ian Frey and Marcello Weigand splitting time all season long. Early on in the season, Weigand was the favorite for Coach Mascherano. And then, Damien, I would say at about these, for 60% of the season, it's been Ian Frey.
We were asking for it right away.
Side. I mean, yeah. I mean, dude, the problem is Gold Cup. CONCACAF Gold Cup. You, myself, and Elias Bustamante over at 760 AM Deportes, we all looked at each other and said, this kid's got to play. All right, he's faster than Weigand. He gets up forward more than Weigand. He's more clinical than Weigand.
He's more comfortable in attack, too.
Yeah, I don't know. He's just clear. And listen, that's with all due respect to Cello. I know the team loves him. The players love him. But Ian Frey, the better player.
This is more credit to Ian Frey, too.
Yeah, it is.
Than anything.
He's an Inter-Miami draft pick, too.
Yeah.
So, like, I do you think he starts? I think he has.
Absolutely.
I think he starts.
Absolutely.
Even though Cello, you know, give him credit. Two games that he played.
Yeah, he played great. He did play great in those two games. But I think that's the clear-cut choice for Mascherano when he's looking at his lineup. And we're looking at all of our guys. It's Ian Frey over Cello.
Yeah, but Ian Frey is back. The two guys that aren't back, Ryan Saylor and Davi Ruiz, they are going to miss the MLS Cup final. And then there are four players on the side of Vancouver who aren't going to be playing. You got Bilal Halabuni, Daniel Rios, Ronko Vasilonovic, and Sam Udadakuba. So those are the four players that aren't going to be playing. They aren't expected back either until 2026. So four guys not going to be available for Vancouver. But the good news for Vancouver, I don't want to say bad news for Inter-Miami. You never root for injury. But Vancouver, you know, Berhalter is still a fantastic player. Mueller, Damien up top. They got Brian White, who's been having a great year.
Great start to the season, too.
I mean, you know, a surprise team is the wrong word because they've been solid in Canada for years, you know what I mean, in that Canadian Cup. But this truly is the breakout year that they've been having within the MLS. And I just think there's no way Inter-Miami loses this game.
Yeah.
And I know we're not quite there yet, folks. We're going to go around the MLS and talk more about this game coming up next. I don't see – dude, Damien, they're – talk about inform. You know what I mean? Like, I'll never forget, like, I'm watching – Damien, it had to be, like, Sky Sport 2007. And I heard the word inform for the first time, and I looked at my dad, who does sports up in Cleveland, has been doing sports for 40 years, broadcasting. I go, Dad, what does inform mean? And even my dad was like, what? You know what I mean? Because my dad wasn't necessarily world football guy growing up. I played it, hence he took me to games. But, like, you know, we looked it up, and like the guy's on fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for it's better a very terms, important term.
He's on fire, but it's an important term in world football. This is the most informed team, dare I say, I've seen in all of 2025.
Yeah.
And at all levels, all world football levels. I mean, I guess Champions League, PSG was out of this world. Fair play.
But they ended up losing.
PSG won Champions League.
Yes, they won. Sorry. I was thinking the World Cup.
It's okay.
The FIFA World Cup.
Yeah,
they
FIFA
were
Club
also
world
on
Cup.
Fire.
They were.
And they
into
lost
that.
The final to Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea. But, Dame, 13-1, outscoring opponents in three games speaks for itself. Folks, let's take our final timeout of the program. When we come back, we'll go around the MLS presented by our great friends at Audi. You are listening to Pink Smoke on ESPN 106.3.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Welcome on back, folks, to Pink Smoke, our final segment, 888-760-3776. That number to call on in. We are live in the City Place Studios, downtown West Palm Beach. And folks, Pink Smoke, the show where we talk everything Lionel Messi, everything Inter Miami. And our Inter Miami Herons are going to be in a cup final coming up this Saturday, 2:30 kickoff. I will be live at 2 o'clock on the stream. So here's what I want you to do, folks. You're going to download that ESPN South Florida app because that is your one-stop shop to listen to everything ESPN 106.3. Kaiser football will be playing on 106.3. You could also listen to Kaiser on the app. But to listen to Inter Miami this weekend, what I want you to do, you're going to go to your Apple App Store, Google Play Store, type in ESPN South Florida. The app is free, and that's how you're going to be able to listen to myself through the pre, halftime, and post, and Ken Lavicka, voice of the Inter Miami Herons, doing the play-by-play. But it is time to go around the MLS, presented by our good friends at Audi. Folks, test drive that brand new A5. And folks, that A5 is sweet. If you looked at it, if you're not driving, listen, folks, if you're pulled over, you're in a parking lot waiting for the kids, whatever, what I want you to do, Google that brand new A5. That Audi A5 has some serious power, some serious acceleration, and it's a car that makes a statement. Make a statement when you pull in that lot into South Florida, beautiful Chase Stadium, with the brand new A5. Damien, there's not much to go around the MLS because this is the last game, brother.
This is around the MLS right here.
This is it.
The season culminates this Saturday, 2:30 at Chase Stadium.
This is it. Inter Miami, the job done so far, right? It's time to finish the job coming up on Saturday. Dame, your best guess, final score, Inter Miami versus Vancouver.
Honestly, I'm very confident for this game. I don't want to be overly confident, but I'm very confident. I think Inter Miami is in the best version of Inter Miami since this Messi era. I think we actually beat the hardest team in the playoffs in Cincinnati when we had to go up to Cincinnati, and we handled them well 4-0. So I could see a 3-1. I could see a 3-1 in the Chase Stadium. Inter Miami wins that game.
We said, Damien, trying to think. November 23rd was when Inter Miami beat Cincinnati 4-0 in Cincy. 3 days before? Yeah, that was a Saturday. Yep. So November the 20th on this program, I looked at you, and we both said, if Inter Miami beats FC Cincinnati, they will be MLS Cup winners. Here we are.
That was also the week that LAFC went down.
Yep. So Heung-Min Son, who is unbelievable for that club.
If it wasn't Cincinnati, I thought that was the hardest team, LAFC, on the west side. So to see them go down that week was also huge for Inter Miami.
And a big thing was home field.
Yeah.
Who had home field over us? Yeah. But I think someone did on the west side, too.
No, actually nobody did, unless it was San Diego.
Might have been San Diego. Regardless, Inter Miami, I think they're going to win. Damien, 4-0. 3-0.
You see, another 4-0.
Yeah. Yeah, what the hell? That's what they're doing right
just
now.
Just to keep the trend going.
Dude,
Absolutely. The lineup,
I want to make sure I have this right. Ken brought it up during the broadcast, and he was, deadbolt's right about it. All right. The lineup of Alba, Allen, Falcone, Weigant on the back line. Rodriguez, Busquets, DePaul in the midfield. Silvetti, Messi, and Allende. Dude, that lineup has scored 13. That is the lineup that has outscored the last three teams 13-1.
And you know what the best part about it? Messi isn't the top scorer in that group.
It's Tadio Allende.
In this run.
It's Allende.
Yeah. And that's not to discredit Messi because he's still been the best player on the field.
What do you do if you're Inter Miami with Allende because he's a lone player?
You stay in the Flames. Oh, like for next season?
Yeah. I'm looking ahead, but
that's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a tough one because there are strong reports that River Plate really wants his services. That's going to be a tough team.
Is that right? Out of Argentina?
Yep. That is
He'd go home?
Well, how are you going to say no? If you're Tadio Allende, I mean, you're from Argentina. That's your squad from
Celta Vigo. So it'd be a loan. They wouldn't buy him.
They probably would.
You think so?
They probably would, yeah. Those teams have money. Those Brazilian top flight teams.
Would Allende make the money he makes in Argentina that he's making with Inter Miami?
And at the end of the day, you get to play with Messi because he's going to be around for two more seasons.
I think Allende could play in La Liga, no?
It would be a big jump, but... It would come down to how much Inter Miami is willing to pay because I don't think at the end of the day you have to convince Celta Vigo of a price, you know?
Yeah.
As much as the player wants to come to Inter Miami, he can push, but at the end of the day, he's got to be bought.
I want to see his dollar worth. You know, FotMob tells you all
probably
this
around
stuff.
20, I would say, if I had to guess.
FotMob tells you all this stuff. Well, his market says 2.5.
That's crazy. That's blasphemy.
Maybe before the season, yeah, it was 2.5. That was his price in.
He's 25, 26. You know, he's not even at his
26.
Peak yet.
He's 26. Yeah. And how about this? Another young Argentinian, Silvetti, 19. And then Baltasar Rodriguez, 22. Argentinian movement for Inter Miami
has a nucleus. I mean, it's the challenge for Inter Miami that's going to be is keeping all these players here because these players are going to generate insane interest from European teams.
I also think too replacing Alba and Busquets.
Yeah,
they've been a household name for 3.5 years. They've been a set and forget for 3.5 years.
It's almost impossible to replace them.
A set and forget for 3.5 years. I think is what they've been. Folks, we've ran out of time here on Pink Smoke. Once again, you're listening to Pink Smoke, where we talk everything Lionel Messi, everything Inter Miami. We'll talk to you, I believe, coming up next week. This could be one of our last shows of 2025 with the season coming to an end. But regardless, listen, this is a show I thoroughly enjoy. I love me some world football. Dame loves him some world football as well. You can hear it in our voices. We love talking
we got
world
the world
football
Cup
with
coming
you guys
up too. So
yeah, I'm looking for and hopefully I can't talk about anything yet there, but I am hoping to be doing World Cup content for you guys here on ESPN 106.3. We'll catch up with you guys on the next time. You can listen to the alternative stream on the English side, 760 AM Deportes on the Spanish side. We'll talk to you later. Bye.